There's a different kind of vending machine in downtown Gilbert this holiday season. Last year, it raised more than $800,000 for local and international charities, and now it's back. On a recent night, a crowd surrounds the four bright red giving machines near the base of the Gilbert Water Tower. Candace Dial and her son browse their options on the other side of the glass, but instead of snacks, the vending machine displays white placards that show a picture, price, and description of an item identified as a need by several different charities. Dial directs her son to a picture of books and games at a cost of $5.
So that's one that you would like to give, but which one do you think Daddy would like to give?
Teddy bear.
No, bicycle.
A bicycle. Isn't that cool? A bicycle can provide essential transportation when only a car isn't affordable. So this can go to someone who needs a bike.
Dial's mother, Kim Shields, wrangles family members into contributing the $125 it cost to buy the bike for Catholic Charities Community Services.
Woohoo! Yay, we bought a bike!
Brigham, look, there's the bike we got. We got the bike!
It feels so good that there's this many people who want to care and give things to people. It also is nice knowing that there's nothing that's going towards a company, that it's all going towards the people. That's what makes me excited.
The giving machines are sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I recently sat down with Jennifer Wheeler with the Metro Phoenix Public Affairs Council of the Church. Joining us was Michael Hughes, CEO of A New Leaf, one of the charities benefiting from the local giving machines. We started by talking about where the idea came from.
So this was something that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints created, and it's part of a larger initiative called Light the World. So it really is an initiative to create a season of service, and as part of that, the giving machines were created.
So, and none of this is directly related to the LDS Church in any way, it sounds like. This goes straight to these charities?
Yes, everything goes straight to the charities. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints takes care of all the overhead and the processing fees for the credit cards. And it's just a way for us to help within the local community with organizations that we have longstanding relationships with. The organizations change from year to year, but they cover a lot of different facets of the needs that are within a community so that a lot of different people can be reached and helped, and we can all think about the Christmas season in a way of where we're helping other people.
Yeah. Michael, I want to turn to you. So you're with A New Leaf. When you can get donations like this that are so specific as well, what kind of impact can it have on the people?
Well, this is huge for us because this gives us the opportunity to provide shelter services for people experiencing homelessness, at counseling for teens. It provides support services for veterans, clothing and basic needs for a refugee child, even a Christmas toy for, you know, a child living in poverty. So we are so fortunate. And this is the second year we've been selected. So we are very, very grateful to the LDS Church for all that they do for people that really struggle and those people that are less fortunate.
Yeah. So, Michael, your organization can actually sort of pick the specific kinds of items that
yes.
are listed in the machine. How do you pick them? And what, give us a few examples.
We have the opportunity to really assess across all of the programs that we have. So when you can provide service to a veteran who, you know, has done so much for our country and help them, or you can provide counseling to a teen, or you, like I say, you can even provide a Christmas toy. I think it's so incredible. And I think the other thing that's really so beautiful about this project is you can see the children and them learning how to give and the joy of giving to those less fortunate. It's a pretty unbelievable thing to see and witness. Mm-hmm. It's really a lot of fun.
Michael, last question to you, and this is a sort of a broader one, but I mean, so you're running a large nonprofit, and there's been a lot of headlines this year about nonprofits taking a hit in terms of donations because of the tax code changes that happened.
Right.
Have you experienced that, and is this sort of like novel approach, as Jennifer described it, helping to kind of fill that need a little bit?
Yes, we have definitely been hurt by the tax code, but at the same time, it's opportunities like this that fill that gap. And so when you think of the almost $70,000 we were able to receive last year from this is such an incredible support assistance to us. And the willingness for people to give has really been incredible. And when you think of last year, there were five cities. And this puts it in perspective, Lauren. I don't know if you know this, but They raised over $2 million. And we're talking New York, London, Salt Lake City, Manila, and Gilbert. And Gilbert raised over $800,000. And that, in perspective, is an incredible amount of money to give to local charities.
Yeah. All right. That is Michael Hughes, Chief Executive Officer of A New Leaf, and Jennifer Wheeler, Metro Phoenix Public Affairs Council Representative for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.